you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPECC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The second day of our two-day storm hasn't been as bad as day one, but it's been bad enough. Swift water rescue teams have plugged at least 18 people out of the fast-moving Ventura River. Seven were living in makeshift camps along the riverbank. The others were rescued from homes that border the river. Kelly Rolark is a pilot with the Ventura County Sheriff's Department. He says when it rains like this, their rescue helicopters are busy.
We'll fly the river bottoms looking just for any members that happen to be in the river bottom and whether they have a way out safely. If not, we'll try to send a member. We can either land or we have a hoist that we'll hoist someone down to make patient contact with them.
Rolark says a good Samaritan alerted them to a woman trapped in the Santa Clara River. Well, they got her. She's okay. One more note for Ventura County, a section of Highway 126 is still closed east of Fillmore. Mud is covering the pavement there. KPECC's Robert Garova is in Ventura County. He's watching the river flow through Sespe Creek, and he joins us now. Robert?
Hey, Nick. Yeah, you know, it's not hard to imagine those swift water rescues. I know there's been at least one in the last 24 hours or so here in the Fillmore area. I'm kind of overlooking Sespe Creek right now, and it is not so much a creek flow, but river flow. Kind of become a local attraction with like dozens of people parking off the road here to get a snap and take some video of this creek, which is just massive right now. I talked with somebody who lived here. He says he's lived here for 10 years. He's never seen it like this before. Just a few weeks ago, this was, a couple of dry channels and, you know, blocked by foliage, but it's kind of pretty right now, a calm in the storm at the moment, even though, you know, we saw a lot of destruction in the last day or so.
All right. Thanks, Robert. KPECC's Robert Garova. He's in Ventura County watching Sespe Creek, as he says. It's not really a creek right now. Now to the north, where evacuation orders have been lifted for just about all of eastern Santa Barbara, from the foothills to the ocean, plus Montecito, plus the Toro Canyon area. Summerland never had to evacuate. It's above the creeks in Arroyo, so it's somewhat protected. And Carpinteria was generally okay, save for the area along the Carpinteria Creek. Back to Montecito for a moment. Yesterday marked 5 years since a river of mud, boulders, and trees thundered off the hills and ripped out houses and buildings in the middle of town. 23 people were killed. Christina Favuzzi with the Montecito Fire Department says they cleared out the debris basins ahead of this storm, and it saved homes and lives.
The rocks, the trees, any debris that came down from the hills was captured in those debris basins. The water flowed by, and so we don't have large boulders that took out homes this time like they did in 2018.
But there was so much water that the 101 freeway flooded. It was closed yesterday from Santa Barbara to Ventura, but the CHP this afternoon opened the southbound lanes. However, the 101 north still closed between Highway 33 and Highway 158 in Ventura, and then again where the 101 runs through Carpinteria. They've been doing road work there, and there's a lot of mud in that area. In Los Angeles County, flooding has closed several roads, notably Durfee Avenue from Rosemead Boulevard to Santa Anita Avenue. Durfee runs along the southern edge of the Whittier Narrows, and it typically floods there. And forget about riding your bike this afternoon on the Marvin Browdy bike path along Dockweiler Beach. It's flooded. There's a chance it'll reopen by the weekend. And finally, what about Amtrak's Pacific Surfliner train, the one that runs from Los Angeles all the way up to San Luis Obispo? Well, it turns out it's not running today. And you can ride Metrolink from L.A. to Oxnard, but that is it. Got to get off at that point. And remember that Amtrak and Metrolink still cannot run south to San Diego because work crews are still trying to shore up the tracks that edge up close to the surf on the south end of San Clemente. Metrolink will run to Los Angeles all the way down to Laguna Niguel, but no further than that. They've been trying to open those tracks for weeks and weeks. Thought they might be able to do it in November, then maybe December. Here we are in January. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.